Hi, this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio. Have you ever wanted to become wealthier, healthier, wiser, or just have more time to appreciate the finer things in life? On this show, we reveal what high performers are doing every day to be more successful without sacrificing their personal lives. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. Now let's get started with today's show. Want the secrets to building your YouTube channel, to improving your social influence and speaking, and all the details on Clubhouse in 2021? You're going to love this show with JJ Live as he and I do a deep dive into social media and selling in this new world. My name is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio, and JJ actually critiques my stubborn YouTube strategy and fixes my mindset there and gives us all the advice we need to grow our influence and where to start if you're a little bit overwhelmed with all of the options. Let's jump into this. It's a lot of fun. A Canadian and an Aussie talking about selling in America today. All right, Jay, welcome to the show.
Boom. I like that. Straight in with it. Like,
yeah, do I call you JJ or do I call you Jay?
Well, if you were a French guy, I would say, just call me after nine, Craig.
Nice.
Now, man, you call me Jay. Yeah, you
all right.
Call me Jay.
Awesome. Now, you have come a long way from Australia to being crushing on YouTube, a million followers on Instagram. How the heck did you get going down this path?
Well, you know, 16 years ago, I wanted to do two things, man. Stand on stage and tell the world who I am, what I do, and how I do it. And, you know, since 16 years old, I'm 32 now. You know, I've been to 33 countries. I have changed my careers multiple times, from being a magician to a TV host to a speaker to running a nightclub, working for Playboy. You might have heard of them. Working in a digital agency, selling.
I don't know if you're allowed to admit that you've heard of Playboy in this day and age. Like, you're supposed to be like, oh, those guys, I don't know.
These days they're trying to rebrand now. But, you know, it's for me, Craig, it's always been, I've always put people first. You know how people always say, well, money was my motivator or passions. People is my passion, you know, and everything trickled down from that. So that's always been the forefront of every decision I've made in regards to what makes me come alive.
When you do that Myers-Briggs test and, you know, you get like extroverted.
ENTJ.
What are you?
ENTJ, I think it is.
Or ENTJ. So I'm an INTJ.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So, I mean, I could definitely tell you, you know, we definitely connect, but obviously it's not that I don't love helping people. You just love being around people, it seems like.
Yeah. Yeah. And I like that you use the words correctly. Helping can get very taxing. Because as coaches, right? Oh, I was dealing with a client this morning. They're just scared. Not that they have the money. They know the value. They know I'm trustworthy. They just couldn't jump. Mm-hmm. And that's very hard, because how many objections can you keep? Like, it's like, okay, you know.
Right. So obviously you, when you were 16, did you start doing magic tricks on the street, or did you learn them, then you went out and you started entertaining people and then you started doing gigs? Like, how did that evolve?
Yeah, man. Well, I started when I was five, you know, and then I, like every kid, I stopped and I was like, this is a hobby. Then I played professional football or soccer, and I had to make a decision between soccer and being an entertainer. Yeah. Then during grade 10, 11, someone showed me this guy named David Blaine. You should know who David Blaine is.
Yeah. He's done
he's like the old
fascinating
classic. Yeah. Street magician. Anyone listening, David, what David did well is he took it from the stage to the street, but may not made it about him, turning the camera on the people. So that changed the whole full, it sort of broke the mold of television, because it wasn't never about the performer or the celebrity. It was about the people. So people love watching other people. So I gravitated towards that because I love people, being in people's faces. And that, I was like, magic, people, done. So that started the career. And then 2009, I started YouTube. And that's when a mentor told me, you should do magic tricks on YouTube to teach people magic tricks. I was like, dude, I just want to get gigs.
Yeah.
And then I did three, two, three, four videos a week for like 7, 8 years. And I grew to 57 million views.
That's crazy. Yeah. What's your most popular video on YouTube, and why do you think that is?
The most popular video Are we doing video right now or is it just audio?
We're doing video right now.
Okay, okay. Do this. I'll show you. Do this. Yep. Follow me.
Uh-huh.
Can I see your hands? I can just do this.
Sorry, sorry. Okay. Yeah,
look at that. Right over left. Squeeze. Okay, thumbs down, pinkies are on top. Follow me. I'll go first. One, two, three.
What? Wait, how did you... Wait, do that again.
Do this. That. Right over left. Squeeze. Switch your pinkies. So it's like left pinky on top. It's like that. There you go. Okay, yeah. One, two, three.
Wait, what did you just do there?
So that video has 3.5 million views. Uh-huh. And the reason why it's so popular is one, because it uses something that everyone has, their hands. Yeah. Two, everyone can do it. And three, once you understand it's super easy. And it's just one of those things where you're selling it on the reaction. And that was it. 3.5. It's like how to do magic with your two hands. It's like, I love to do magic with my two hands. So.
Well, I still haven't figured it out, but I'm Canadian, so I'm kind of slow. So
yeah. Sorry, by the way.
but also you're Australian, so technically that upside down thing, it wouldn't work if you're Canadian.
Yeah, what's the other joke? We're in the future, so you get into that 14 hours.
Exactly. Yes, thank you. Actually, it's hilarious. Every time I have after this, we do in my coaching program, we do an open Q&A Zoom call every Thursday afternoon. And usually there's one person from Australia on and I go, oh, thank goodness. That means the Friday shows up and the world doesn't end tonight. So
I always love it.
I always love it when you guys are there. Aside from a football player and a musician, what did you want to be when you were a kid? Was it just simply entertaining and being involved with people?
Yeah, it was always, look, I'm not going to fib. I always wanted to be the star in front of people, you know, and it's always been, how can I connect with more people? How do I get that next fix of, you know, being with people? And that sort of took me on a journey of being a magician and then speaking, working on television, you know, then working for a digital agency because I love talent. You know, I always wanted to and this is where that coaching element has come in. Like, I love when I see someone and who wants to do more. I'm like, how can we get you there? Like, what is that, man? So I put myself in a position in Asia when I lived there to work for the biggest digital media agency in Asia, right? One of the biggest, I think. And it was, I got to do talent. So any new talent.
Where were you in Asia?
Vietnam.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
A buddy of mine was a magician. He became an actor. And he was like, do you want to come over? I was like, why not?
Yeah.
Then I worked for them and I really got to, really experiment. But you know, the whole point of sharing this is because I didn't know what I wanted. I didn't, you know what I mean? Like every time I would do something, I'd be in there and I'd be like, this is not it. And then I was like, I got to go. Like I learned pretty quick. I'm a pretty good guy, feel Craig. And I'm like, this isn't it. And this is sort of the thing that I want to share with your viewers already. It's like, it's not your place to be in one role for your whole life. Don't ever let anyone tell you that. Well, you've been doing accounting for 5 years. That's what I got to be. No, you don't. You do not at all. You know,
I was in the fitness industry for nearly 20 years, you know, personal trainer, then went online, sold these workout programs. And then I just stopped in 2015 and people said, you know, how did you do that? And I'm like, what do you mean? How? I just stopped doing it. I started doing something else.
Right.
And you are absolutely right. And I'm sure that you work with so many people and have so many success stories of people who just reinvent themselves, right?
Look, Craig, what's happened recently. Like I lost in 2020, April, March 12th was my last event speaking. I was in Las Vegas working for 500 event planners. The next day, New York City shuts down, right? I'm like, it will pass over. This is just a play. I lost in that next week all my confidence, all my cash flow, all my contracts.
Right.
I had no clue what I was going to do. You don't just go, cool, I'm just going to turn on that electricity line in the bedroom to get it, or go buy another bulb. I didn't know. And I realized you can literally, I literally changed everything and created an agency now, which is doing over six figures. You know, it's like, you know, so it's amazing what happens when you just have to change what you can achieve.
Yeah. I mean, it's been amazing to see the different responses of different people in the last year. You know, some people freeze like a deer in headlights and some people pivoted massively like you have. And we can definitely dive deeper into that. But just going back to YouTube,
right?
What you know now versus what you did back then, what would work for somebody that you were doing back when you started 2009, 2010, 2011? And what doesn't work and what would you do differently today? Maybe just a couple of quick tips on each of those for people that are getting into it.
Yeah, great question. I get this question all the time because obviously I help people now grow on Instagram. So people go, well, what would you do differently on YouTube? Well, here's the core things I would stay with. And this is, you know, this same, it's exactly the same thing when you're trying to get a six pack or workout. You got to be consistent. You got to commit. Yeah. Like people have unrealistic expectations of when success in their mind should happen. Oh, well, I'm going to do 2 videos a week for 3 months. Dude, I did 3 videos a week for 7 years. Like just there you go. Right now we hate some success points throughout that, but I just continually had to push through those times, especially when you create a piece of content, you're like, this is going to get viral. And then what happens? It gets less than the shitty video you did at month when you're like, yeah, blah, 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 shoot this. So,
all right. So let me admit something here. Yeah. So this morning, after my fiance and I, did a workout with our trainer, and then we went into the sauna, and I'm sitting there and I was getting angry. Just kind of doing a little meditation because my new YouTube channel, I have a fitness YouTube channel that probably has about 20 million views. And one of the videos, had 5 million views last year. My new YouTube channel, man, if we get 2,000 views on a video, I'm like, what did we do here? This is amazing. And I was sitting there going, man, we got a little help from somebody. We invested in a couple courses in January. And, here it is I am the person you just described. I'm angry 3 months later that I don't have a viral
video. I'm the same, man. If I didn't close a client after this second phone call, I'm like, nope. What's wrong with me? You know what I mean? Right. We get caught up, or if, you go on a good run and then, to come back to your question, this is why I've been a believer of you got to probably somewhat enjoy this. I'm not saying you have to love every second. I didn't love every second at all, but you have to enjoy it because there's no one strategy to get known on YouTube anymore. Because that was YouTube was the platform. Instagram, YouTube, Clubhouse, TikTok, Snapchat, OnlyFans.
Somebody told me about something called BitClout today, the other day. I don't want to know about it.
I know, man. Yeah, but that's what I mean. So the point of coming back to this is try and commit. You got to commit to this, right? I'd be doing videos, but what I would do as well is I'd be trying different things. So if you're going to use YouTube, right? Do YouTube and go all in. You can't just expect to do one video and it's like, I didn't work. You got to try to do collaborations. You got to try get research. You got to try get a coach. You got to go, I'm going to make this work. And then those chapters, times when you feel like you can't lift another weight, right?
Yeah.
I got to go. Just go. Okay, I'll go again.
My team wanted me to ask you about collaborations. How does a good YouTube collaboration work?
So
everybody wins.
Yeah. So I'm going to speak like you're the person listening doesn't have many views, right? Because it's like this. It's easy for me to get podcasts and interviews now because I have 1 million followers verified. But last year in March, I didn't have that. So how do they do it? You've got to get their attention. And the way to get their attention is to be different than everybody else trying to hit them up for a collaboration. They know you want something from them. Of course. So understand that. And you might go, let's give an example. Let's say, Craig, you were doing YouTube and I was a fitness guy and I wanted to do something with you. Mm-hmm. Firstly, come at you with something that you haven't got before. I know that I don't have many views, right? I know. So I get to think, well, I can't sell myself on views. Can I sell myself on my personality? Can I sell myself on something different? What is Craig doing that could be interesting to him? Oh, he does a lot of stuff he does pizza challenges. You know what? I'm going to go and get a custom-made order pizza, the biggest one he's got, and I would love to do a video with him eating that. Now, what that does here is that you're showing that you're watching his content, you're doing going above and beyond, right? And if you do things like that, dude, how are you going to say no to that? you know?
So, you know, I've actually done a pizza challenge on YouTube.
I love this. I used to watch the 10,000 calorie challenges all the time.
This one actually had a purpose, Jay. It was for my exercise channel, and it was diet versus exercise. And we had one of my friends, he stood there and ate as much pizza as he could in 5 minutes. And I ran on the treadmill as fast as I could. And we wanted to show people that you can consume 2000 calories of pizza in the same amount of time it takes you to burn off 50 calories. So our whole point was diet is more important than exercise. And right. We tried to have some fun with it. Yeah, I think it has 240,000 views.
There you go. Yeah. So to your collaboration, once again, people give up. Oh, they left me on red on Instagram. Dude, you hit them once or twice and you send a text. Dude, I send people videos. I'll send them like messages. Like I'll like send them a voice memo, go knock, knock, knock. Like whatever I got to do to get their attention. Once you have their attention, then hopefully you can keep it. Then you can offer them something. But I think, you know, I know that it does. It's not as hard. If you show the other person you're persistent, they'll eventually give you a chance.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, for example, like, I'm here in Miami this weekend. My friend's having this big mastermind meeting, Dan Fleischman, Joel Marion, some big name guys. And there's this young guy that they're letting come and write notes on all the sessions. So Joel Marion has about 1 million followers on Instagram. He has a very big podcast. And this young guy, Richard, he was 21 years old, and he would go and he would make a video about every podcast that came out. And he would tag Joel and all that stuff. And then he sent Joel 50 direct messages on Instagram. What he would do is after a couple of days, he would delete it and then resend it. So it popped back up to the top of the thing. Eventually, he got through to Joel, and Joel said, I don't have anything for you. He referred him to another person. Richard went and worked for that person. And then now Richard gets, I pay $100,000 to be in this mastermind. Richard gets to come for free. All he has to do is take notes. So,
wow.
So it's just really fantastic the way that you described that. One other quick thing on the YouTube is, what about the length of the video? Or, some people say it's got to be 10 minutes, and some people are saying, shorter videos are fine. What did you just find through your own massive amounts of videos?
Yeah, the guy that was mentoring me, he was very technical and definitely loved the numbers of the what's going to work. At the time, like, we found anywhere between 2 and 5 minutes was good for us. Mm-hmm. But this depends on also how good can you engage with the people. This is what analytics are for. You know, I think our first video was like 8 or 9 minutes. And then other videos would do like 20, 30 seconds. What we found is it was like a television show, though. So it was at my own network. So the core of the videos were teaching magic. I would show the magic trick, doing it to someone, we're getting a reaction, sell that. Okay, I want that. And I would do it to a lot of pretty girls, right? Because obviously that audience was generally, it works, right? I knew it was a sell. So I would do that and then teach them the magic tricks. And that was like, 4 to 6 minutes. But once again, like, I only knew that by doing a year's worth of content, you know? And I think this is too the big thing, Craig, too. People overanalyze, like, they want to make it perfect. Like, dude, you haven't tried it. And by the time you do it, someone else has done it, gone through what the failures are, figured out the formula, and now rocking that. And you're still thinking about whether I should still do my first video in a month or so.
Right, right. So one of the things that you and I discussed before doing this interview was like just general social influence and selling in 2021. There's so much that we could unpack here. What are some of the big nuggets that, that you're implementing with your people in your digital agency, with your clients? Like, how are you helping them stand out in this, never as crowded as ever before marketplace?
Yeah, everyone's a ghost until they actually get seen. So I really try and press the point of, if you're not seen, doesn't matter how good your product is or how good you sound or what you look like. No one sees you. They can't use you.
It's like an email. If you send it with the worst subject line ever, you could have a pot of gold inside, but no one's ever going to see it.
No one's going to see it. Yeah. So, Craig, I always try and tell people, look, I know that you want. There's a block for a lot of people. They want people to find them. It's the artist mentality. I'm a great singer. I want to sit on the street. I want to play. If they'll find me, if they find me.
They want to be Justin Bieber, right?
Yeah.
So you can find me on YouTube. I'll just put
one video. And we keep hearing that. It's like the girl waiting for the perfect man to find her at the grocery store. I'm like, girl, that if that worked, we'd all be doing it. You know what I mean? So
right.
You have to get out of that mindset. It's like, you got to go out and get attention by someone. You got to get people to know you. Now, obviously, most of us, including me, doesn't have advertising dollars at the start. We don't know. So you got to go out with hustle and grit and knocking on people's doors. But you got to get your influence of what you look like important. Because if you go knock on someone's door and it will work, if they come and look at you and you don't look credible enough or you don't have that authority, it is a lot harder to get to keep their attention.
So there's, you know, the 19 social medias that you listed before.
Right.
How many do you think that any individual who's looking to build their personal brand or influencer connection or grow something, how many should they focus on if, you know, so let's say that they're just getting started. Or let's say they have a, like, I have a really good following on Instagram right now, you know, decent. But that's really the main one for me. Like, for somebody who has capitalized on one, when do you add another? Or when do you add like two or three more?
So it's a great question. Firstly, I tell people, what can they handle? You know, I know some people say, do it all, do everything. Like Grant Cardone, like, I love Grant. He goes, do everything. Like, and I get it. I get it. Gary Vee, like, make 95 pieces of content a day. Okay, relax, Gary. But I would say, you know, a little bit hoo-ha now, what's the why? You know, and if you don't know the why, like, if, you know, if you're trying to get famous or if you're trying to like get attention, go TikTok. You'll get views quickly. But remember, views don't pay you money. So just to keep that in mind, I would say start with Instagram, because you think about it, if you go to a party now, this is the best way to do it. What do people ask you for?
What do you do? Where
now, live? Well, yeah, what do you do for social, like how to get in contact with you? Usually, oh, what's yeah. your Instagram?
Yeah.
Very rarely they're like,
yeah, what's you know, your like model? If you're running, you know, to the train and you see a friend and they say, you know, it's not like you shout out your email. You just say, you know, hit me up on Instagram. That's what you Instagram. Say.
Yeah. Or do you use Instagram? Or they might still say Facebook, but it's usually, it's not like, oh yeah, cool. Get me on MSN. Like, or like, hey man, get me on TikTok. No, dude. They say Instagram or Facebook or LinkedIn, not even LinkedIn anymore. And like, it's you know, it's become more of a resume site of where you find people for jobs, but in our space, Instagram and Facebook. So I would leverage those too, because that's where a lot of the majority of people are looking at you. And if they find you, if they meet you at a party and they don't exchange details and they do this Google stalk on you, which everyone does, and you don't have a good credible profile, I'm not saying you can't work or get their business, but they're just going to quickly look somewhere else. They're just going to be like, oh, okay, like, yeah, they won't even process why they're not interested, but they will look somewhere else.
So what would you define as a credible profile? You know, just quickly on website, quickly on
right.
Like what are the things, the checklists that you
would great have? Question, man. Great. Yes, like psychological triggers, as I call it, of like credibility and authority. Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna give you guys the ability to be able, without having to spend too much money right now. Firstly, sell you. Too many guys, like personal brand, this is you. Like, go out and get a good photo of yourself. Like, it's not hard. We have an iPhone, you know what I mean? Like, go out and take a nice photo. Second thing you want to do is you want to show off your credentials. Don't lie. Lying will not take you anywhere. Like, don't, yeah, I used to work for Nike. Did you? Don't say it, you know? Like, go out and get experience or go get testimonials. That's another great. Social proof from other people are great. Now you might go, well, Jay, it's easy for you to say you've spoken around the world and this. Hang on a second, man. I used to go find a way to get hold of, like, I went used to Google charity gala dinners. I'd be like, okay, how can I work there for free to get a free testimonial? Now I get McDonald's. No one asks me, well, what the event was for. They go, you work for McDonald's, and then you attract those same clientele. So a photo of you, authenticity story is really important. Like, no one needs to, like, yeah, I'm in 15 figures last Friday. It's like, this is who I am. This is what I do. This is what I'm about. People go, I can relate with the guy, right? Or I can understand what he means. Some kind of credibility, someone telling them about you. And then also, like, just be showing up, you know? Like, the amount of guys that are in the social game that have four photos on their Instagram flexing in front of the Ferrari they don't own, you know? I know that you think that's cool. It's not long. it's not longevity, you know?
So let's talk about Clubhouse. You use it, you know, tell people about what you talk about on there, why you use it, how to best use it in sort of a summary as you can give, and you know, how to find you on there.
Sure.
Yeah. Just give me a bit of a download on it, because I dislike a lot of it and I haven't really jumped into it.
Maybe we got to do a room. Coming, actually, I'm having a room tonight, actually. But okay, firstly, just to tell you what Clubhouse is. Clubhouse is a app where you tune in and listen in onto people's conversations live. But instead of it being a conversation when you can't, so instead of listening to someone's conversation where you can't say anything, you can tune
like
in.
This. Like this, people can listen to this
in that they can't
hindsight, but not quite, live.
Yeah, exactly. And Clubhouse it's like a clubhouse. There's different rooms of different conversations, different topics, but you have everybody from Justin Bieber on to entrepreneurs on to you can create your own room. And it's a great way of listening in and learning because it's not visual driven. It's auditory driven. So you're at the gym, you're driving to work, you're doing your work.
We were on a flight last week, Jay, and some guy was hosting a Clubhouse room on a plane in economy with his two kids. And I was like, okay, somebody take this guy's phone away from him. Like, that's wow. A little.
Yeah. And I, look, and but to bring it back to like, one of you always would think like, look, there's apps happening left, right, and center. Like, what's your why out of it? What do you want out of it? I want clients. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I want to connect, but I'm looking for people I'm getting attention. You got to remember, it's the number one way to build authority because people can hear you speak. It's like a conference. A conference, right? You watch
all these rooms and
here's the
breakout session with Jay.
Exactly. But you know, the great thing now is that everyone, instead of two people having a mic to get asked a question, everyone has a mic now. Everyone can have a chance to speak if the host let you. So you can connect with people really well. Like,
here's the catch 22 is, right? You know, because a lot of people go on there, they don't have a following. And so they go on there and they just, you know, if they start a room, nobody goes to it. If they go to a room and, you know, there's 1500 people in there, they don't get brought up. So they are never able to build their following, which means nobody goes to their rooms. And it's like, how do you get the escape velocity in there? I mean, aside from partnerships and collaborations, what else am I missing?
So, if you really, it's like anything, it's like running an event, right? So typical promotion strategies are like telling 100 people to come to the room, but you can, you know, this is where you've got to bring the right people who are going to attract their people too.
Yeah.
So the way to do that is go on other people's rooms, right? Try to get in a question, send them a DM while you're speaking, like, hey, Craig, love what you're saying. You know, really like this video. Build that relationship. He will message you back if you're cool, right? If you're not like a weirdo. And then obviously you might hit him up the next day. Hey man, great room last night. Cause that's such a compliment. It's like, cause it's so new. Thanks, man. When's your next room? You come onto that room again. He's going to bring you up on stage. I like that guy, you know? And then now you're building a relationship. Now, hey, what do you, I'd love to, invite you to my room. It's, you know, 2 days time and 6 p.m. Now, the great thing is it's not like going to an event. People can just tune in. So it's like, if you hit them like 10 minutes before, hey, I'm going to bring you in. Okay, I like the guy, I'll tune in. It's those kind of strategies, you know?
Yeah, that's really good. Now, how do you construct your room sessions for maximum benefit for, first of all, for yourself, and then for the also for the listeners?
Yeah, so I make sure I bring along guests who have a better reach and they're more driven to promote it than me.
I like that.
Like, so tonight I've got a guy that he's a travel influencer, but he's basically came from sales background. So he's got like not only a huge amount of followers, and we're talking to him about how to be a paid travel influencer without being famous.
Yep.
Which is like, I thought you had to be famous to go on. So it's like getting those catchy room titles. He's already sent a message out to his list. I'm going to do one to Instagram. I'm bringing other key players. And when you come in there, when you bring in other speakers, they get pinged all over their other speakers too. And then the way to leverage that is obviously when you're the host, Craig, if you run a party and you're the host of the party, everyone gets to know you. You get all the reciprocation of like, oh, that's Jay. He's cool. He did the party, brought the drinks. You can easily connect with everybody. So that's my gift. bringing people together.
I love it. I love it. Okay. So in your opinion, what's the most important part of growing a personal brand in 2021? Like what are some of the key elements that people really have to take care of?
Consistency of selling you, because a personal brand is you. And if people can get attracted to you, then you have them and you can take them wherever you want, right? A lot of guys want to just sell the product. I'm like, well, what happens if the market changes? What happens to this? What happens to this? You know, it's like, I want to get people to come into my, I call it my nightclub, right? If someone likes you and they're in the nightclub, if the drinks change, it doesn't matter. They'll drink it. It's still alcohol. They like you. Yeah, I like the guy. How many decisions have we made in life, Craig? Why not really? You ever made a decision on a program or a product? You're like, you didn't even read the contract? Yeah, man. Just send it to me. Yeah, dude. How much? Yeah, cool, man. Like, let's go. I did it a couple of days ago. I didn't read the contract. Yeah, I like it. I sort of get it, but I like you. If I like you, I know you're not going to let me down. Let's go. You know? So it really is important to be showcasing you. It's like, Craig, like, I don't even actually 100% know exactly who you help and what you do. I like you. That just proves it. That you should, and I'm very attracted to people who show up and are driven. You show up, you're engaging, you're fun, you speak well. Like, dude, I want to be in that guy's world. Like, I'm 100%.
Yeah.
So you will attract other people if you put yourself out there, you know?
Now, speaking of putting yourself out there, what role have you of traditional media have you used, and how are you still using it today?
Traditional media?
Television, newspaper, magazines, like...
Gotcha. I would still... Direct mail. I'm still playing with that. Direct mail is pretty fun. Yeah. A buddy of mine in LA, he's built his real estate business, no social mail, just direct mail. And he told me his numbers, and that I went, really? And for high net worth people too. I'm like, that's a good point. The whole sending someone a gift is still classic that people forget about a lot, you know? And I'm not talking about sending someone like, you know, a handwritten card, like sending them a gift or sending them something to get their, it's once again, to get their attention. That's it. Like, how do you get in front of people's eyeballs? You know?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, good. And then, for the first step for somebody who's just feeling overwhelmed with all of this, I think you kind of hinted on the answer before, but again, somebody's coming in this, there's so many choices to make. There's so much content to create. They see somebody like Gary Vee doing the 95 pieces per day. Where do you get somebody? Okay, sit down, take a deep breath. Here's what you're going to do.
Yeah. Okay. So first thing I would do is just like, take the breath. Like, what is it that you're trying to do? Right. And most people either want to get some kind of attention. They want to sell a product. They want to be financially free, all that stuff. But let's say you've got a product and you're trying to do drop shipping. Okay. That's a pretty common thing. Okay. Sure. A lot of drop shippers, a lot of people trying to get attention. Okay. I always ask people, what do you think you should do? And they go, I don't really know. Okay. Well, pretend that you're coaching me. And they're like, well, I got to get it in front of people. Great. So how do we do that? What can we do to get yourself in front of more people? Well, let's look at your profile. Doesn't really look like you have the credibility and authority. So I always tell people, before you go out and get attention, make sure you look like someone different. So when people see you, you're not just in the same boat as everybody else. So like, I'd be trying to figure out, everybody listening, like, how can you get authority? Because everyone says they're an Amazon seller. Everyone says they're a dropshipper. Everyone says they're a coach. Everyone says they run an agency. So like, how can you stand out and give other people the credibility that you are like, you know, what's up, you know,
the real deal.
Yeah. And I totally know, Craig, too. We could do it the slow way, which I did 3 videos a week for 7 years. That I built authority doing that way. Or there are now supplements, as we call it in the gym world, or strategies, as I call it, to boost you without having to do all the legwork. And that's why people pay me.
Yeah. And so you grew really fast on Instagram, and it doesn't seem like you're posting every single day. So what are your general best practices for Instagram profiles? Because I'd love to hear this.
So it's a great question. It's one of those questions people don't like to hear. So you have to pay to play, right? If you're trying to leverage your list for sales, that's a different strategy than trying to get into the doors of many others. So in my opinion, when I was at 5,000 followers, it was all people, like real people that I know me. I wasn't getting much traction. I was like, well, I don't really know if I want to niche down. So I was like, I got to go big. I got to go fast. So I put myself into celebrity campaigns. And what that means is a celebrity will go on their YouTube or their Instagram. Basically, anyone with a big influence will give me a shout out. Yeah. That's it. And I don't recommend everybody just go on buying followers. That's not the strategy here, right? But you do want to use some kind of ways to get seen. Because I'll tell you something, when I had 5,000 followers and 50,000 followers, different conversation. When I had 50,000 and 250, different conversation. When I had 250 and a million verified, completely different world.
Yeah.
But I also knew I could back up what I'm talking about. So my content and my character is, my issue was not, I couldn't deliver. My issue was I was not getting seen. So before you start going out and making yourself look cool, making sure that if someone gives you the opportunity that you won't let them down and you can deliver. If you can't, skill up, you know?
Yeah. I mean, there's no point in having a million followers if you have nothing good to deliver once you have the followers. So it's,
you'll attract other people like that. And I know firsthand. People get faint. They look, it's called the look cool, but you know, no money. Cool, but I have no money. Yeah. Well, we don't want that.
Absolutely not. Last thing, as a guy who's written The Perfect Day Formula and that types of books about productivity, we always want to know, what are the things that you have in your morning routine and your habits and routines that help you get so much done in the very limited time that we all have?
Well, I watched your video this morning, man. I'm a big planner. I do it the day before, actually. I don't do it the night before. So I know exactly the main tasks that I got to knock out the next day. And then for me, I know the power of being, to have that productivity is my body has to be like an elite soldier for me. So I need to get some movement in the morning, coffee for sure. And then also like just being in an environment, I'm going to be like this today, that makes works for me. Like if I know that, I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this, Greg. I know that we can control our mindset, but I know if I'm like with a view like this all day, every day, like looking at this, dude, I ain't going to work to my peak, you know? So finding, you have to know where you best come alive and where the way you work. Because if you know that, dude, you're going to like, you can just outwork and outperform everybody, you know?
Love it. All right, my man, I know you that you got to run. Is there anything else that you would, that I didn't ask you, that I should have asked you about your expertise, about, you know, what people should go and be doing to build that social authority so that they can sell more and even get, you know, be better at speaking in 2021?
Yeah. So I would say everybody start by telling the world who you are and what you do. So many of you guys are trying to use a perfect photo, are trying to like do the perfect quote, are leveraging other people's content. If you start putting your face out there and like actually showing up and being okay and getting comfortable in front of camera, you are beating 95% of the world. Because what is the number one fear in the world? Public speaking. Like, so if you do what 95% of the world are scared to do, what do you think is going to happen? Like, you have the leverage and the ability to connect, right?
Yeah.
And when you connect, you collect.
I like that. I have never heard that before, but I think that's fantastic. All right, so skipping the magic YouTube channel, where should people go and find you right now today on Clubhouse? What's your name, and when do you if you do rooms typically on Thursday, or do you do them at any other standard time? And then obviously on Instagram as well, and any other websites you want them to go to.
Yeah, just hit me on Instagram, everybody, at JJ Live, JAYJAYLIVE. Hit me on there, send me a DM, tell me you saw me on Craig's, and I'm going to send you something for free. I'll give you a couple of moves. You know what I'll do? I'll analyze your brand. I'll send you a quick video or an audio, what you need to fix today. And hit me on there, because I put all my updates, and you know, even my mom watches it to know where I'm going every day. So
love it.
The conversations are less now. Yes.
Awesome. All right, my man. You and I will connect here in Miami in person soon.
Yeah, maybe coffee next week. You want coffee next week? Maybe
one more week after that. Next week's a little quick. I got to go to Nashville next week, but after that. All right. Thank you so much, my man.
Thank you.
All right. That was awesome. Absolutely amazing to speak with JJ. He's a lot of fun, super, super sharp guy, and just great energy. And even though I couldn't figure out the magic trick that he taught me, it was a lot of fun. All right. So make sure that you go back and watch this, check this out. Go follow him on Clubhouse, on Instagram. Maybe watch some of his YouTube videos from back in the day. See if you can figure out the hand magic trick. And I'll tell you what, I want to hear from you on Instagram, as does JJ. So go to JJ Live on Instagram. Tell him that I sent you. He'll give you that review. And then hit me up on at Real Craig Ballantyne. Let me know what you thought of today's show. Or email me at support@earlyrise.com. And this has been a lot of fun. Would love doing these different types of episodes for you. And tell me if there's you want me to interview somebody soon. All right. See you later on Early to Rise Radio.